Invitation to have a happy family. Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 24-25 and chapter 6, verses 1-4. Let us turn to a book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 24-25 and chapter 6, verses 1-4. Firstly, let us read from Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 24-25. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church, and gave himself up for her. And let us read from Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 1-4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children, instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. If we divide the Bible into smaller parts, it would be down to two kinds of relationships. Firstly, it is about the relationship between God and the human beings. The other thing is the relationship between people and people. If we say that the relationship with God is a vertical relationship, the relationship with the other human beings is called as a horizontal relationship. When we look at the Ten Commandments, these are divided into two big chunks. From the first commandment to the fourth commandment, it talks about the relationship with God. It tells us about how we should serve God in an appropriate way. From the fifth commandment to the tenth commandment, it tells us about the right relationship between the human beings and human beings. When we are living as Christians, we tend to easily think that we can just have the right relationship with God only. So it is true that Christians live in a selfish and a very self-centered way at times. This is a really wrong way to live as Christians. The Bible not only talked about the relationship with God, but talked about the relationship with other human beings extremely importantly. Especially, the relationship within a family setting is even more important. Family is the very first community that God created. He allowed us to have happiness and blessings of having prosperity from family. It would be a happy family when three kinds of relationships in family are well formed. Firstly, it is a relationship between a married couple. The other relationship is a relationship with parents. And it is a relationship between parents and children. A family that has these three kinds of relationships, which have been well formed, is a happy and blessed family. First of all, it is about the married couple relationship. Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 24-25 talk about this point. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church, and gave himself up for her. A relationship that gets formed first of all is a relationship between a married couple. All the relationships begin from a married couple relationship. There is no degree of relationship between a married couple. It has a no degree of kinship. Thus, married couple becomes one body. To this extent, these two people are the closest ones to each other. But, when these two break up, the couple is the total strangers to each other from the moment these two break up. Then, how should we have a happy relationship between a couple? The relationship should have been formed by love only. God chose Adam and Eve to be in a married couple relationship. He led them to love each other within a parameter of marriage, bless them to live with each other and multiply in number. Therefore, the core essence of family is love. A beginning made by other conditions other than love has a very high probability of having a marriage breakup and becoming total strangers to each other afterwards. Therefore, we should not forget that a core essence within a married couple should be based on love. When a married couple relationship is a happy one, relationship between parents and children, relationship with parents and relationship with parents-in-laws, become peaceful and good. The most important relationship out of all is a relationship between a married couple. Someone says, "I can live without you, but if I cannot live with my parents, then I cannot live my life." It could seem that this person is serving parents very well, but this is a way to ruin the relationship with parents. The moment that a relationship between a married couple breaks up, whether it is the relationship with children, parents-in-laws and so on, these all break up and get ruined. We really need to remember that the most important human relationship out of all is a married couple relationship, which has no degree of kinship. When a married couple has a very good relationship between each other, relationship with children, relationship with parents and relationship with parents-in-laws will be in harmony. When marriage breaks up, couples become total strangers to each other straight away, but the children to them are the ones that cannot be disconnected. It has a one degree of kinship. In a broken family, between mother and father, children get scarred and they wander and have conflicts, which cannot possibly be erased. A married couple relationship is not about a relationship between a couple only. The relationship is directly related to their children and also to the other extended families. We should not forget that other connections are attached to a married couple relationship. A married couple relationship is the one that cannot be pursued for individual benefit, enjoyment or satisfaction. Even though if I myself want to have satisfaction, to keep family happy and healthy, be able to self-control myself is a key way to have a happy family. Happiness is the one that we get to create by ourselves. It is not the one that gets made automatically. As if a craftsman makes a beautiful sculpture to the best of his abilities, with all of his efforts, we need to have a happy family by understanding, giving away and loving each other. The Bible says, for happiness of each other, a wife needs to serve her husband in a way she serves Christ. When a wife does that, she gets loved. The Bible taught us also that husbands should love wives, as in the same way that Christ loves his church as his own body. The Bible taught husbands to treat their wives valuably. Particularly, women are the really precious, fragile bond chinas which have been made with the rib bones taken out from men. They should be treated with special care so that they would not be broken. It tells us to respect each other. In fact, there are a lot of instances where we realize the importance of someone once that person leaves from us. Someone made this confession when his wife had a sudden death. He had a young son who attended a kindergarten. For 4 years, he had to live on his own and also become a mother to his son as well. One day, because of his work trip, he fed his son some leftover meal from the night before. He went on his work trip that day and late at night, he came back home. He was so exhausted, he took his jacket off and jumped on his bed. But he saw some red noodle strands on his linen on his bed. He had red smudges all over his clothes and also on his linens. He got so angry and bashed his son up. How could you have done this? Who would wash all of these? He could not control himself and beat his young son up continuously. This child cried and told him, "Dad, no, I have not done it to make you angry." When father heard his son saying no, he stopped beating his son. Son told him that he had a leftover meal, which dad did not finish up in the morning and had lunch at kindergarten. When a dinner time came, he waited for his dad but he would not come home. So he boiled water for 2 cup noodles for him and his dad. He had 1 and 4 his dad. For dad to have hot noodles, for noodles to keep warm, son put it under the duvet on his dad. Son was waiting for dad like that. When dad heard his son's story, he could not stop weeping. He ran into the toilet and turned the tap on. He kept on crying. Once his son went to bed, dad went into son's room. The areas that the son was beaten up must have been painful. His child kept on crying while sleeping. Dad saw his son sleeping like that and he hugged his son, crying as well. He confessed that he did not realize before that the space that his wife left was so big for them. That is right. When we are together, we live our lives without realizing that someone's presence and value are as big. Once our precious ones leave us, we realize that afterwards. This husband realized afterwards that the space that his wife left from was so big. Let us do good to each other when we are together. Once someone leaves us, we regret. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this month of family, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that a happy married couple relationship would be restored. Secondly, it is about the relationship with parents. Let us read from Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 1-3 together. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Honoring parents is the first commandment that God has given human beings. Why did God give us this commandment about relationship with parents as the very first commandment? It is because the first relationship that gets formed first of all, as a baby gets born in this world, is the relationship with parents. It is a God-chosen relationship, which human beings have no power to choose. Paul comes up with two things when he talks about the relationship with parents. Firstly, he tells us to obey parents in the Lord. The other thing is honor parents, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. The relationship with parents is not just merely about the ethical, moral standards that we should abide by, but it is a command from God, which has been given to us as a commandment. Therefore, true Christians should obey God in heaven and obey parents on land. This is what Christians should do. Do you know what the most hated sin of God is? It is a sin of disobedience. When Adam did not obey the commands of God, he was asked to leave from the Garden of Eden. Even an angel as well, when angel did not obey the word of God, angel was asked to leave from the throne and became a Satan. A fact that King Saul was abandoned was based on the base of disobedience. When he was not obedient, God took away the position of king from him. True Christians should obey God in heaven and obey parents on land. God promised us that we may go well with us and live long on earth. Parents are priests and family. Verse 3 says, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. It is a promise that people will live long on earth and prosper when we serve parents well. Priests of children are parents. The Bible introduces three blessings to us. First of all, God, who is a source of life, give us blessings. The other one is priests in the Old Testament. Anointed priests in the Old Testament blessed people. God blessed them as well in the same way. These priests are the workers of the Lord these days. And God especially gave us the right to bless children as of priests. In the Bible, Abraham blessed Isaac, Isaac blessed Jacob, and Jacob blessed Joseph. As they blessed their children, they became blessed children. Thus, you who are parents, are priests at home. You are the ones that are to bless your children. Bless your children as parents. Bless your home. Bless your family. It is because God appointed you to bless them as priests. So in verse 3, it says, if you serve your parents, you will live long on earth. He promised us that. Honoring means, make them glad. Make them be pleased. Making their hearts to be merry is honoring them. When parents age, they become really sensitive. They feel lonely easily and they cry even more. It is because their bodies and hearts become weaker. They get very happy even when we pay a little attention to them. But also, they get very upset when we say upsetting stories. Somebody did a survey on it. Do you know what the five words are which parents get hurt the most from hearing? When children say to their parents, I cannot talk with you anymore, I cannot link up with you. Parents said that they get hurt when they hear this from their children. When children are in their teenage years, what have you done as parents? This question also hurt parents. When parents tell them something, okay, I got it, and ignoring them hurt them also. When children are in their adult years, belittling fathers, by saying something like, okay, who said to you to live poorly like this? Something like this hurt parents. When children are married, when they say to parents, I have to go out, so please look after my children. Please do not go anywhere for no reason and stay at home. This hurt parents. When children demand inheritance from parents, they question them by saying like this. How old are you? Are you going to take that money to the graveyard? By saying something like this, children scar their parents by words that they say. We should not hurt our parents by the words that we say without thinking again. In contrast, do you know what the words that the parents want to hear the most from children? Please be healthy and live long. The words that they really want to hear more is, thank you for raising me up well. When they hear this, they feel the happiest. Honoring parents, this is to be done when parents are still alive. In Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 16, it says, honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long, and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. It talks about honoring parents when they are still alive. Christianity is a religion that honors parents. Honoring God, honoring parents and honoring neighbors, this is the core value of Christianity. But, these days, our society is not so well lined up. It is chaotic. A while ago, there was news about a child that killed his own mother for telling him off for doing something wrong. Someone beats his father up, telling him that he is not capable of doing well. Son beats father up. I have heard that about 13 old people commit suicides on average in a day. They strangle their necks, they get into water and drown in water, and take medicines to end their lives. It is not a story of someone who is stranger to us. In general, four kinds of hardships come up as people age. First of all, it is poverty. Poverty in the old age is even more painful. Old people gather in the park area and they have free meals given by charities. This scene hurts my heart so much. Also, it is about loneliness. When people age, wives leave husbands and husbands leave wives. People pass away. Friends also die earlier than them. The loneliness that they feel is actually more serious than we thought. Thirdly, they have no work to do. It is like a torture when human beings have nothing to do when they are aged. It is a happy thing when we have something to do. Fourthly, it is pain from having illness. When people age, parts of the body do not work properly. It is a natural thing. High blood pressure, diabetes, rheumatism, heart diseases, prostate-related illness, and osteoporosis and so on, these are the illnesses that all the old people have in common. Young people also need to remember that they also will have days that they age one day. In this month of May, I hope you will serve God in heaven well and honor parents, and also bless you all in the name of Jesus, that your families will also be happy ones in this society. Thirdly, it is about the relationship between parents and children. Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 4 says, fathers, do not exasperate your children, instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. It shows us how parents should treat their children. Do not expect any return from your children. Some people think like this. When I raised you up, I educated you. When you were getting married, I could not eat properly, I could not wear something properly and I brought you up like that. But how could you do like this to me, once you are married? How could you possibly do this once you are married? Like this, when parents expect something in return from their children, families of children also become unhappy. Parents also begin to be upset. Parents should not expect anything in return and just be satisfied with the fact that they raised their children up and educated them. I will try to be compost in my children's lives for the rest of my life. We should think this way, so that we would not be upset at all. The thing that the foreign countries do well is that they do not leave inheritance to their children when parents pass away. They look after their finance till they are very old, and they donate their things to their society. If they are Christians, they donate to church. And society also provides good guarantees for their senior citizens so they never are dependent on their children. Our country is also getting changed little by little. In the past, parents only were dependent on their children. They only stressed the importance of having sons. But actually there is nothing special in having sons. These days, people say having daughters are far better. Parents that have daughters are called as the gold medalists. People that have two sons are said to be as the people that have been taken all away. There is no medal for such people. I have two sons, so I have no medal at all. As parents, let us just educate the children and raise them up. Let us be satisfied with it, and let us not expect anything in return from children. When we expect anything, we get scarred. Problem arises when we expect anything in return. Let us pray for faith to be passed on to our children. There is something that would not be burned by fire. There is something that would not get rusty. This is an inheritance of faith. We should try our hardest to have a family of faith, from generations to generations. In the Bible, Moses was like that. Samuel was like that. Timothy was like that, and also a family of Noah passed on the DNA of faith onto their next generations. For our children, for our husbands, for our wives, for our parents, let us be beautiful family communities that pray for each other. I hope that we will be able to have communities that are like that. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that your families will be families that are able to pass on the inheritance of faith on to your next generations. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.